877-867-8345.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies profiled. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
I'm Al Cullen, and I appreciate you joining me. We're going to chat about a variety of issues today. We're going to bring up a couple of companies. We're going to talk about some financial issues. We're going to talk about some political issues, because all of those are intertwined. I think you're going to find it to be very, very interesting. Hey, I got Pete Grandich on the line with me right now. Peter's up in Vancouver. I'm down about an hour south of Vancouver in the United States. We are both going to be there on Sunday for the Cambridge House International Investment Conference. I'm also going to be around on Monday. This is, in my opinion, one of the best conferences of all of those out there. Pete, what's your opinion, first of all, and what's your involvement in the conference going to be this weekend?
Well, I have watched Joe Martin's Cambridge House grow to clearly being the leading conference provider and information source, especially in resources in Canada. There's no question.
I agree.
Now, but he's even close to being number one.
Mm-hmm.
This show, in fact, promises perhaps to be the biggest ever.
Yep.
From my understanding, they have actually taken the whole convention site. That's how large it is. It'll be interesting to see that. I have always, of course, for many years, emceed the conference, and I've watched also a lot of people come and go and watched a handful of people survive a very, and more than prosper in a very tough business, you being one of them.
Yep.
And so I've always had an interest in what some other speakers have to say. And then we've watched the audience change. What once was a dominant, just resource-oriented audience has changed with the conference itself. It's much more expansive. There's a lot of people coming to hear about other things like real estate and things of that nature, and the type of speakers have changed as well. So it's really blossomed, I think, into the best conference, and the one in January is always the biggest. So it looks very interesting, and in my opinion, the right weather. Sometimes we get an odd, nice day in January, and people choose the weather over the conference, and this is going to be one time rain in Vancouver would be beneficial, because I believe it's the conference.
Well, rain makes the plants grow, and it makes the conference attendance grow. There's no question about that. You know, I've known Joe for probably 20, 25 years now. I've actually known him my entire career. And Joe is a very, very hardworking individual. I have nothing but time for him. He's got a great staff. I concur completely. This is perhaps the most important investment conference to take place, certainly in Canada. I'm going to be doing a keynote speech, as I know that you are. I'll be moderating a panel, and I'll be doing a workshop. Most of that is happening on Monday, if I'm not mistaken, although my keynote speech is on Sunday at 1:30, so love to have you folks come by and say hello and throw tomatoes at me, or accolades, your choice. But, you know, Joe has put together the cream of the crop, in my opinion, in terms of speakers, and, you know, I have nothing but pride in being a part of that. As I said, it looks like there's going to be over 8,500 people there. It is at the Vancouver Convention Center, which is an absolutely gorgeous venue. I want to invite all of you who have the ability to attend. Please come by our booth. Love to chat with each and every one of you. You can look up Pete Grandich, too. He's going to be around. He's a very valuable guest on our show. And for those of you who haven't met him, you know, I strongly recommend that you look him up and listen to his keynote, etc. He's a very worthwhile learning experience. Pete, I want to change the subject just a little bit, and I want to talk a little bit about positive mental attitude. And it sounds like it's totally unrelated to the conference, but it's not. You know, one of the reasons that Joe Martin has succeeded over the years as much as he has is because Joe has never, ever, quote, let the bastards get you down, unquote. This has served him very, very well. You know, I'm not sure about the folks that you communicate with, Pete, on a daily basis, but I'm starting to see an awful lot of pessimism associated with our blog, among other things. And you know what? That bothers me, because I have to tell you, my friend, pessimism doesn't get a person anywhere. Your comments?
Well, I have mixed emotions on that. I understand and probably side more with the people who see the overall cup half empty when we look at politics, economics, and social. But on the other hand, I agree with you fully about a positive mind because of issues of, and battling anxiety and depression over my life since I've been a young man. And one thing I like to tie that into, if I may, about conferences in general, one of the ultimate mistakes I see people make when they come to a conference, and the vast majority that will come to this conference will do the same thing, and that is they will not come in to learn. They will just come in to try to get confirmation of what they already think. And therefore, they will shut off anybody and anything that speaks about anything that they don't concur with.
I agree.
Rather than entertain the thought they have. And I'll give you an example of that. It might have been this time last year or within the last 12 to 18 months at one of Joe's conferences, I was emceeing it, and a well-known speaker here in Canada, a money manager out of Toronto named Danielle Parks, was speaking. And she gave a very, very bullish assessment of the U.S. dollar, which totally went against not only my views at the time, but clearly the bulk of the audience. And you can watch the people fringing and all. And when the Q&A came, it really wasn't questions. It was statements that tried to shoot down what she had to say. It opened my eyes and made me look at it a little bit different way and actually kept me from shorting the dollar, which would have been a loss for me if I did. And so I, when I say this to come in with an open mind, I've learned firsthand, and I speak from experience. And that's the one thing I would encourage everybody. And it is easy, as you said, to get very down in general because of the way things are. But somehow we have to see through that adversity. And I'll just add quickly, as a Christian, those, we take the Bible as our manuscript. In Romans, it tells us all good things end positively for those who believe in their Creator. And so I do believe we have to keep an overall positive mind, no matter how we look negatively about social, political, or economic issues.
Pete, I think the point here is you have to look at the environment realistically, okay? You have to look at what's happening, for example, in the United States realistically from a very, very black and white factual standpoint. You have to look at the situation in Europe right now in exactly the same manner. But that does not mean that you have to lock yourself up in a closet with a shotgun with all of your gold because you think somebody's going to come and get you. That will accomplish absolutely nothing other than you take that to an extreme and you're going to starve to death. God told us to help our fellow man, okay? Help ourselves, help our fellow man. And the only way that people can do that is to, number one, look at situations realistically, and number two, stay optimistic internally about what you are doing, because that way you can do exactly what he wants us to do. You got the final word, my friend.
Well, I think it's important to realize that even if you take the most extreme circumstances and the worst dire forecast that you believe occurs, you won't be able to survive it, because those who didn't do what you did but managed to survive will only try to take what you have. So I think it's a foolish waste of time to get into that mode and spend, you know, trying to be a survivalist. I know there's a camp out there. I know sometimes it gets tied as the gold and everything, but I agree with you. You still have to keep a very positive mind, because in the end, especially those that believe in an afterlife and a creator, that's what you're really living for, not this life.
You're living for something other than this life. That's 100% true in my mind. You know, and number three, just burying yourself off in the woods or in a closet or what have you, I'm really not sure what that accomplishes other than keeping a person in a very, very angry frame of mind. Being in an angry frame of mind accomplishes nothing. You know, on a final note, I will say that very interestingly, over the years, you and I have both been self-employed for an awfully long time, in my case since 1982. And I have to tell you, those of us who are self-employed, those of us who rely strictly on ourselves and the services that we provide to those people supporting us, if we didn't have positive attitudes, you know what? We would not have been able to survive, in my case, for the last 30 years or so. Final note, you guys, go to the Cambridge House International Investment Conference in Vancouver, British Columbia, tomorrow and Monday. It is one of the better ones, certainly the best in Canada. Big Al's going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, you got to admit, Mr. Grantich is a very, very interesting guy, and I think he's got some very interesting thoughts on this subject. I'm going to continue chatting about this right now with Trader Raj. You know, it bothers me that many of our listeners are so pessimistic, and they let their pessimism affect their daily lives. You know, I've seen this in the past with other folks, specifically a fellow who I used to substitute for on his live radio show. I mean, this guy was so depressed and so paranoid that he was taking various types of medication just so he could get through the day. That's not what this thing is all about. How can anybody expect to accomplish anything if they let the, quote, bastards, unquote, get you down? You got to keep your head screwed on right, and you have to pick your battles, and you have to do what you think, number one, is good for yourself and your family, and then number two, good for the rest of the people out there. Raj, what are your comments on this?
Well, there's an old adage, Al, that says that, you know, 90% of the things people worry about never happen anyway, and
right.
The last 1%, you can't do anything about it, so why worry? And that's pretty accurate, I think. I was one of those, I think, that a few, 2-3 years ago, I was starting to get caught up in all this negativity, and nobody said anything to me about it to speak of, but I was noticing it and rereading some of my own things, and I just made the decision that I'm going to try to do each day, be a happy person, be a good trader, try to report the truth, be realistic.
Yeah.
You gotta be realistic, but, you know, you don't have to get so down on yourself and on conditions in the country and in the world that it spoils your life and spoils, you know, upsets people around you. There's a lot of good things going on out there in what we do. And, you know, with conditions as they are today, generally in the markets, this is very productive and very conducive for the kinds of things we do in silver and gold and in commodities and in all the related shares.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, basically what you got to think about is, okay, this is what it is. It's realistic. Let's just take the other side of the trade properly, and make some good gains and earn some good earnings. And basically that's where we are.
You know, let me give you an example of kind of the way that I look at life. And I agree with you 100%, and you and I have had conversations on, you know, ad nauseum on this particular subject. But, you know, on last Thursday, I spent 2 hours, took 2 hours out of my life, and I watched the South Carolina Republican debate, okay? And there's a couple of conclusions you could come to after watching that debate. One of the conclusions was, on the pessimistic side, they're all the same. You know, the Democrats and the Republicans are all the same, and there's nothing we can do about it, and woe is me. Well, let me tell you how I looked at it. I thought it was one of the most entertaining things I'd ever watched. I thought that it was one of the funniest things that I ever watched. You know, I have to say, Congressman Paul, in my opinion, looked very, very good. But you know what? I viewed that exactly the same way that I view an awful lot of things that I read about in the media and that I see on the electronic media, and that is, you know, it's just a joke. It's great entertainment. I mean, heck, Roger, I enjoyed that debate from an entertainment standpoint much more than I've enjoyed any of the sporting events that I've watched in the last 4 or 5 days. And I'm a big sports fan, as you know. You know, you have to pick your battles, and you have to do everything that you can, in my opinion, to stay informed and be on the right side of the trade. And you know what? Big Al's been on the right side of the trade for quite some time now. You know, I have people who tell me that they thought that my portfolio was down significantly last year. Let me tell you, my portfolio was not down significantly last year. And you know why? Because I'm on top of it every single day. It's you have to be that way. And what am I accomplishing by doing that? I'm protecting the little blonde lady, and I'm doing everything that I can to protect our kids. And you know what, big guy? So far, it is working. Optimism has to be the order of the day in your attitude, because you know what? Pessimism gets you nowhere other than to the drugstore to buy antidepressants, right?
Okay, Al. I tend to agree with that, and I think that there's a lot of good things going on out there, and there's a lot of good people that we know. I've had the pleasure of being involved in this industry now for nearly 20 years. In the last 10 years, I would say have probably been the best years of my life, simply based upon the people that I work with and the people that I'm around. And, you know, the mining industry, the resource industry as a group,
You've got to be an optimist if based upon the things that you're doing and putting these projects together and the work that you do. For all of us, it's kind of like solving puzzles, like solving a mystery. And it gets, like you said, as far as the political stuff, it's not only entertaining, but it's very mind-bending to the positive side in that you get to do some good things and you can create value by finding answers for people. We, last year, had a huge run in the futures side of our business. My personal account was over 300%, but with those sell-offs, because we were holding spreads, we gave most of it back, and I ended up, I think, at around 22%. And I was browsing about that to one of my friends, and they said, hey, you didn't go negative, and you didn't do 22%. And a lot of these fund managers in New York, I mean, they nickel-dime people and take big percentages for themselves, and they're real happy if they can get 10%. So, you know, not too bad overall, really. And for this year right now, the way we're set up with our spreads and the good things we see coming with all the mining stocks and the industry in general, this first half looks really good, Al.
You know, I have to tell you, I agree 100%. You know, and I kind of want to close this out. I know this sounds like kind of a trite segment because we normally talk about what a lot of people consider to be much more weightier issues. But, you know, there is no issue, Raj, and folks out there, that is weightier than a person's mental stability, for lack of better terms. Real quick, funny story. Back in 2008, when we had the market meltdown, I remember I woke up one morning at 3 o'clock staring at the ceiling, and I said to myself, oh, my God, what if this really, really gets worse than it is right now? And what if Kathy and I lose virtually everything that we've got in the market? You know, and I focused on that for about 5 seconds, and then I had the following thought, which I thought was really, really interesting. And the following thought was, when you guys got married 35, 36 years ago, you were in graduate school, you guys were living on $1,000 a month. Okay, now that would obviously be more today, but it would not be a big amount of money. And I thought to myself, what was the difference then as compared to the difference in my lifestyle now? Well, the only difference was, very simplistically speaking, today we drink good red wine. When we got married in 2005, we were drinking Buckhorn beer, which was $1.20 for a six-pack of 16s. Now, that might sound trite, you know, but we were living in a little two-bedroom home in North Seattle. We were driving a car that Kathy owned. We were skiing. You know what? We were as happy then as we are today. And I have to tell you something. It's very, very important to come to that conclusion because you know what? If your portfolio goes in the toilet, if politically things are happening that you don't like, there's one thing you have to keep in mind. You're still alive. And you know what else? You can focus on those situations any way you want. And I have to say, ladies and gentlemen, focus, please, in a positive sense. Big Al's going to be right back. No more preaching.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world. Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire.
fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, you know, you have to admit, I wasn't trying to preach when I was chatting with Raj there, and Trader Raj certainly wasn't trying to preach either, but attitude is so very, very important in all aspects of your life. So please don't let all of this stuff get you down. Keep your head square on your shoulders and think clearly. Okay, change the subject. Back to business. Back to investing. Got the mercenary geologist on the line with me, Mickey Fulp. Mick and I are going to chat a little bit about what's going on in the natural gas sector. I am invested in a couple of natural gas infrastructure companies, and I have been for about 6 or 7 months now, maybe even a little bit longer, and my investments are doing very, very well. Mick, an overview of natural gas, if you would, please.
I usually tend to talk about things I'm optimistic about, but I'm not optimistic about natural gas. What has happened in the United States over the last 5 years or so is we have found too much natural gas through new technologies. Shale gas, which used to be looked on as source rocks, are now reservoir rocks with new technologies of hydrofracking and horizontal drilling. Unfortunately, we don't have the infrastructure to support the gas we need. Henry Hub spot price today is $2.37 in slight backwardation with the one-month future. And the oil and gas ratio, which we pay a lot of attention to, just hit, could be a historic high of 41. So this does not bode well for the gas market.
So you right now are saying natural gas is not necessarily a good place to invest right now in either the infrastructure companies themselves or in the natural gas producers. And that, you know, it's an that's a very, very interesting viewpoint to take. I can't disagree with your facts. I simply am, you know, number one, I believe in diversification, as I know you do also, but I think the future for gas in the U.S. anyway, I mean, I'm pretty optimistic, Mickey, because it is, we have so darn much of it here. You're right, the infrastructure isn't in place yet, but I would think sooner rather than later it will be. Comments?
I think that's equivocal. You know, I'm a contrarian, so I would not denigrate the fact that this might be a time to get into natural gas because prices are very low. The trouble with gas companies, especially producers, is they have revolving lines of credit, and at such low gas prices, they can't make money. And we've seen this with drill rigs dropping drastically year over year for gas, while rigs drilling for oil have skyrocketed. The main problem with infrastructure is you have environmental opposition all the time, i.e. the Keystone Pipeline Project, which was just shut down by the State Department. We see things, you know, one thing I do is I like a balanced view of the news, so although I am fairly conservative and libertarian, I listen to National Public Radio every day. There are now environmental lawsuits in Massachusetts for natural gas leaks in the city of Boston, sponsored by the state of Massachusetts. So we need infrastructure in this country. We need to be energy independent. We could be largely independent if we could tap into our natural gas reserves and shut in wells, especially in the transportation sector. We could reduce our nearly $1 billion worth of U.S. dollars to go out the door every day to buy oil.
Mm-hmm.
But the question is, we have the means, we have the goal, do we have the will to do it? And I question that.
You know, and that brings up something that I simply do not understand. Why is the administration so dead set against accomplishing anything in terms of getting us energy independent and utilizing natural gas as one of those means, because the supply is certainly there? I mean, what's your opinion?
The lobbyists that control a certain wing of the Democratic Party, in my opinion, they are anti-nuclear, they are anti-natural gas, they are antis. They are NIMBYs and they're bananas, build absolutely nothing anywhere near anything. And with that tactic, it influences the current administration. A lot of money in environmental lawsuits. This is all financially driven. And it's a travesty. I mean, we need to be energy independent in this country, and we will do that. We can only do that through a combination of increased uranium, increased natural gas. We are very dependent on coal. That's got to continue. But if we want to wean ourselves off of oil from unfriendly governments, we need to be able to build infrastructure and develop projects. And that is not happening under the current administration, nor has it happened under any administration, whether Republican or Democrat, since the oil embargo in 1973 when Nixon was president.
Mick, you think you're seeing a lot of backlash right now and a lot of opposition to the natural gas sector. I would maintain that, I mean, the backlash is not going to be as large because the sector isn't nearly as large. But in terms of intensity, I think the backlash that you're going to see when nuclear power, i.e. uranium, you know, uranium-driven sources, when that becomes prominent, I think you're going to see a backlash that's going to make this stuff look like kid stuff, even though it's my understanding from everything I've read about nuclear energy that it is clean, it's green, and it's safe. But I think you're going to see a huge backlash there. And, you know, go ahead.
I'm not sure about that. Where is it going to come from? We are increasing our nuclear energy every year, the amount that it now provides 9%. of the total energy used in the U.S., up from 8% in 2008. If you're going to build completely new nuclear power plants, those will have opposition, but more than anything, they will have long lead times and probable delays. The fact remains that natural gas produces the ultimate greenhouse gas, which is methane.
Mm-hmm.
It is 21 times, has 21 times the greenhouse gas effect of CO2, and natural gas is mainly methane.
Mm-hmm.
It is cleaner than burning oil or coal strictly because it is only methane, so you don't put a bunch of other materials in the atmosphere, but natural gas has its problems too.
Everything
does. The answer is, the ultimate answer is uranium and nuclear, but there's a limit to the build out on that. I don't want to denigrate natural gas. I've been sitting for well over 3 years trying to become a bull on natural gas, looking at companies that when the price finally increases, which it will, that will be good investments. But I am very glad that I am still on the sidelines. The natural gas market, in my opinion, is not a near-term speculation.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mid- to long-term speculation.
No, I agree with that completely, and that fits in very well with my particular philosophy of diversification. Now, don't get me wrong, you guys listening in on this thing, and Karen and all the other ladies listening in, don't get me wrong, I'm not anti-uranium. I'm just saying kind of what Mickey alluded to, and that is when new plants start to become the thing, so to speak, I think you're going to see a tremendous amount of opposition from the environmental sector. And are they going to win in the end? I don't know. Probably not. But in the short term, I think that the uproar that we're going to hear is not going to be necessarily beneficial for that particular sector. Mick, you got the final say, buddy.
I'm not bullish on natural gas in the near term, i.e. the price, which has taken another tumble over the last couple of months. However, it's a contrarian play. If you can find good natural gas companies, it might be something to consider. I don't think you're going to see your just rewards in the near term, perhaps the midterm. Long-term play for me.
Well, and long-term plays are something that I think everybody should be considering. I certainly do in my investing, and I know that most of our listeners do. Hey, you guys, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes. If not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, welcome back. Here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. Got my buddy Lawrence Ralston with me. Lawrence has not been on the show for quite some time. We're going to rectify that here in the very near future. And the reason I want to do that is Lawrence is one of the certainly one of the brightest newsletter writers in our industry. There's no question about it. He is a geologist. He's been involved in the industry certainly as long, probably longer than I have. He's a very honest individual and, you know, just really a good guy. Lawrence, how you doing, my friend?
I'm great, and thanks for the kind words, though.
Pleasure. Listen, we are talking about something that I haven't discussed on this show for quite some time now, and that is base metals. You know, I'm looking at the spot prices right now as of Friday when we're recording this thing. Copper is still there. We're at 373 on the ass side. Aluminum close to a buck. Zinc an increase today up to what, about 91 cents. I'm looking at just a whole bunch of very, very green numbers. Now, when you and I were talking off the air, you said that you felt that base metals was an area that investors really ought to take a look at right now because they are so out of favor. Can you elaborate on that?
I want to be very clear that I'm not advocating anybody invest in base metals. And that's, you know, so often when we talk about resources in any way, people end up focusing on the commodity per se, the price, and we start talking about day-to-day changes in the copper, the lead, or the zinc prices.
Mm-hmm.
That's not at all what I'm talking about.
I'm talking about
mm-hmm. companies that are involved in this space. There's a perception out there that the U.S. is going to be in recession again, that Europe's in recession, that there's going to be a hard landing in China, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, which has meant that any companies that are involved in exploring and developing base metal projects are completely and totally out of favor. Prices are beaten down to levels that are absolutely ridiculous on the low side. And the story is not whether the copper price is going to go up 20 cents next week or the lead price up a nickel or something. The story is the world needs more of these deposits. And
I agree, yeah.
And the major mining companies are out there constantly buying up these things. And the game has really now come to these mid-tier Chinese companies. When I say mid-tier, I'm talking about companies with valuations of hundreds of millions or billions of dollars
mm-hmm.
that are sitting on a lot of cash, are looking to maintain and expand the reserve positions. And the juniors that have metal deposits are going to be taken over. and they're going to be taken over at much higher prices. We've seen a lot of it happen over the last year, and I think now the pace is going to accelerate of companies being taken over.
I think it's a really interesting point. You know, when you talk about the recession, you know, and the hard landing in China and the rest of it, my listeners are saying on our blog and phone calls I get, et cetera, that, you know, is it going to get any worse economically than it is right now in Europe? And I would say probably, but we're going to muddle through, you know, and comments about the economy in the United States is it going to get significantly worse? Well, you know, I think it is. But the fact of the matter is, this too shall pass, as it always does. And the one difference between precious metals and base metals that people need to realize is you can do without gold, okay? You can do without, you know, some of the other precious metals. But doggone it, you can't do without the base metals, because that is what feeds economic growth, purely and simply.
And not just economic growth. You don't need to have economic growth to consume metals.
Right.
Even just the economy ticking along as it is in America and Europe right now at, you know, kind of a slow or no growth kind of phase, they're still using massive amounts of metal. They're using the same amount of metal as they used last year. And then China growing at still a phenomenal pace and almost certainly going to continue to grow at a phenomenal pace and using a lot of metal. The company's taking a longer-term perspective. They know they need to replace deposits that are being depleted. They know they need to keep up with growth and demand. And I'd like to come back to your comment about hard landing in China.
Sure.
I really don't believe it's going to be a hard landing. I think growth is going to slow. It has slowed. It was high 9% level last year, and now it's just slightly under 9%. I think growth in the fourth quarter was 8.9%.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the consensus forecast now is 8.2 to 8.5 kind of percent. That's a huge amount of new economic activity in the second largest economy in the world.
Well, you have to keep one thing in mind. When I said that, that was not an opinion. That was just, you know, that was just something that I'd read. I agree 100%. China's doing just fine, thank you very much. And I think that anybody who is fear-mongering and saying, you know, it's overbuilt and the debt situation's getting out of hand and the rest of it, you know, I'll tell you, I think that's absolutely false. I don't think that's the case at all. I'm not sure if this is an accurate statement on my part, but I'll bet you it is. China, among the large countries, is still the fastest growing in the world, and I don't really see that slowing down appreciably.
That's right. There's no other country in top few countries of the world that's growing anywhere near that pace. But Latin America is growing at a fast pace.
Mm-hmm.
People focus on Brazil, but all of Latin America is growing at 3, 4, 5% on average. And another thing, Africa.
Mm-hmm.
People totally forget about Africa. There's a billion people in Africa. And large parts of Africa are growing at a huge pace. And all of this is, you know, adding to the global kind of economic picture.
You know, just dropping down to South America for a second, I read an interesting study that was published here about 2 weeks ago dealing with the amount of economic freedom in the world. And it's really interesting. The United States has fallen dramatically in that area. You know, which country do you think is near the top of the list? Well, fact of the matter is, it's Chile. And then if you look at the other countries that are near the top of that list, they're all in Asia. They're all in the Far East. Everybody in the United States thinks that we're the prettiest baby in the nursery and everything, you know, centers around us. But, you know, I got to tell you, that's not true.
Well, the U.S. is still absolutely the biggest economy in the world.
Well, sure.
It's the most important single factor in world economic situation. But, you know, when a lot of the guys that are now leading economists were doing their PhDs,
mm-hmm.
the U.S. represented something like two-thirds or three-quarters of the world economic activity.
Mm-hmm.
And that figure is down now to 30-40% kind of range. It's still the biggest single component, but nowhere near the dominant factor it was in decades gone by.
When you consider the fact that 40% of our GDP down here is closely tied to the government, you realize that the numbers are diminishing in terms of impressiveness. You travel all around the world, Lawrence, looking at various properties, company properties. Where have you been recently?
Most of my traveling over the last year was actually to be part of investment conferences.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in Asia 3 times. I was in Europe 4 times over the past year. You know, each one of those being a part of an investment conference and interacting with people from all over the world and seeing the local situation. It's really interesting to get a totally different perspective, talk to a totally different group of people at these different events and get the different perspectives. It's shocking the contrast between Asia, North America, and Europe. You know, Europe, everybody's terrified right now.
Mm-hmm.
Their investment approach is to get a brick of gold and put it under their pillow and huddle up and wait for a collapse. And, you know, in North America, we're a little bit more open-minded. But in Asia, it's kick ass and get out and make money. And, you know, it's shocking until you see it to really appreciate just what a difference there is. People over there are making so much money. Mm-hmm. And they just don't get caught up in this day-by-day fear-mongering, but they just see an opportunity and they seize it and they go after it. So the accumulated wealth in Asia is growing at a pace that it's hard to comprehend without having, you know, actually seeing it for real.
You know, we do a lot of work with people in Asia. One of our colleagues, and really one of your colleagues, a fellow by the name of Grant Williams, who I'm going to be chatting with here just in a couple of hours or so. He happens to be in Abu Dhabi right now, and you know, you also have to consider the growth that's going on over there too. But I think it's really important for investors to realize it's not necessarily all about the United States, because you get a very, very skewed, inaccurate perspective if that's what you really believe. Tell our listeners about resource opportunities.
Well, you and I talk a lot about economics on the program, but my real skill set is in picking companies in the sector. And that's what Resource Opportunities is. It's totally devoted to subscribers. It's totally subscriber-supported, so I don't make a habit of pitching companies to the public. I present them to my paying subscribers. Been very successful at picking companies that are appreciated in value as they achieve milestones along the path toward production. And that's what I do, and I love doing it.
I have to say, you also do a great job. Stick around, you guys. Big Al's going to be back for the second hour of the Cortland Economics Report.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Cortland Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.